好像一生。
For the days of our lives are 70 years. If by reason of strength they're 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away.
我们的一生年岁年日七十岁，若是强壮可到八十岁，但其中所精华的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
Now we don't know exactly when Moses wrote this, but we think it was near the end of his days.
我们虽然不能准确地说摩西写这篇诗的时候几岁，但是我们可以感觉到他写这篇诗的时候是在他人生的晚期。
He had at least written this after 80 years.
起码大概八十岁了吧。
But perhaps after 120 years, this is his estimate.
但是他到了一百二十岁的时候，他反过来看人生的一生，这是他的估价。
Oh Lord, you have been my dwelling place.
神啊，你曾经是我的居所。
Even though I complain,
虽然我抱怨。
Even though I made mistakes,
我犯了很多的错误。
Even though your wrath was often upon us.
你的怒气常常在我们的身上。
Even though you had to deal with me year after year after year,
你在我的一生中一年一年的对付我。
Through all that,
在这么多的管教里头，
you have been our dwelling place.
你仍然是我们的居所。
The work of God had begun in eternity.
神的工作是从永世里面开始。
Before the mountains were ever formed.Or the earth ever created, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God.
即使这个山还没有形成，这个地球都不知道哪里，从永远到永远，耶和华你永远是神。
Have we seen this God of the world?
你有没有看到这一位在这样做工伟大的神呢？
Have we seen the work of God?
我们有没有看见神的工作？
I wonder how you feel about this as we gather together this afternoon in service of God.
今天下午当我们这样聚集在一起，我们都是神的众仆人，你心里面有这个感触吗？
I wonder what song we sing.
我不知道你在唱的诗是什么诗。
You know, the work of God appeared in China more than 80 years ago.
神的工在大约八十年前在中国开始。
There were some missionaries who came over from England and began to preach the gospel, and some people were saved.
那个时候有从英国来的宣教士在中国开始传福音，有一批人信耶稣。
And somewhere in the midst of this serving, the work of God appeared.Before men.
就在这样的福音的中间，神的工作就开始了。
God began to do a work of recovery in China.
所以在那段时间里头，神就做了一个恢复的工作在中国。
And this work has touched the lives of people all around the globe.
所以这个工作不但在中国有影响，对整个世界许许多多其他的地方也带出很大的影响。
But that's been more than 80 years ago.
这件事情是八十年前。
Now, do we see the work of God today?
但是今天我们还看到神的工作吗？
Now, there's always been a lot of serving.
我们可以看到很多的服事。
A lot of servants.
很多的所谓的仆人。
In the United States, in China, and elsewhere.
不论在中国、在美国或者任何其他的地方，你都看见。
But has the work of God appeared to his servants?
问题在这里，神的工有没有向他的众仆人表明呢？
We're together for this weekend.
我们这一次这样的聚集在主的面前。
That God could reveal his work.
我们盼望神把他的工作向我们启示。
The work of God is something eternal.
因为神的工是到永世的。
His ways are so much higher than our ways. His thoughts beyond our thoughts.
他的意念是高过我们的意念，他的道路高过我们的道路。
There must be a waiting before him to see how he wants to proceed.
所以我们必须在主的面前有所等候，来看见神的工。
There is much today that is called the work of God, but they're the works of man.
今天虽然我们看到有许多所谓神的工作，但是实际来去分析的时候，它是人的工作。
His work began in eternity.
他的工作从永世之前就开始了。
And when his work has been completed,
当他的工作完成的时候，
we will see the new Jerusalem.
我们就要看见新耶路撒冷。
But can we see the work of God in our generation?
但是今天我们能不能在我们这个时代里头看见神的工作呢？
We have many young people among us.
今天我们在座有许多的青年人。
Have they ever seen the work of God?
在你们一生中看见过神的工吗？
That which only God can do.
那个工作只有神自己可以做。
That sovereign work.
因为是独特的。
And are we as his servants connected to that one?
那我们今天做神的仆人，我们跟神的工有联系吗？
Or have we just heard about it?
或者你只是风闻而已。
So we want to look at this matter of the work of God this weekend.
所以这一次的特会，我们就是一起来看啊，神的工作。
And my portion is for us to consider Moses, the servant of God who saw the work of God.
那我所担任的这个责任呢，就是从摩西，神在摩西身上所做的，从他的角度来看神的工作。
Now we need to go back to Numbers chapter 12.
我们需要来回到民数记的十二章。
And look at God's servant.
我们来看神的仆人。
To whom does God show his work?
他把他的工作启示给谁呢？
Our God says in verse 7.
第七节你看得出来。
Not so my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. I speak with him face to face, even plainly and not in dark saying. And he sees the form of the Lord.
我的仆人摩西不是这样，他是在我全家信中的，我要与他面对面说话，乃是明说，无用言语，并且他一见我的形象，你们毁谤我的仆人。
Now, here is this humble servant Moses.
这里你可以看到一个谦卑的仆人摩西。
The Lord knows him well.
神非常认识他。
They have talked many times.
他们彼此谈了很多次。
Now, when the Lord has sent him, he's obeyed.
当神打发的时候，他绝对的顺服。
He is a friend of God.
他是神的朋友。
Now, we know God is our friend.
我们也知道神是我们的朋友。
But are we a friend of God?
但倒过来，我们是神的朋友吗？
Moses was.
摩西是的。
And God could speak to him face to face.
神能够对摩西面对面的说话。
Now in this little picture in Numbers 12, we see an interesting contrast between the my servant and some other servants of God.
Well, 你们注意在这段圣经里面，我的仆人与其他的仆人的反差。
Now Miriam was a servant of God.
你看她的姐姐米利安也是神的仆人。
Remember she, after the victory at the Red Sea, she prophesied and sang of the wonders of God.
因为她是女先知，当他们得胜的时候，她在那里唱诗赞美主。
She was a leader among the sisters.
她在姐妹中是一个领袖。
A servant of the saints.
她是这一些圣徒们的领袖。
And Aaron was the servant of the house.
那么你看他的哥哥亚伦
as the high priest, he gave offerings and kept things in order.
他是在神的家中做一个仆人，做大祭司来献祭。
Why was God rebuking them?
但是你会发现在这段圣经里面，神责备这两个人。
Because they could not see authority.
因为这两个人不认识神的权柄。
Why were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
你们两个毁谤我的仆人，难道你们不害怕吗？
Now most of you are servants here gathered.
在座我相信大部分我们都是神的仆人们。
Now do you recognize and submit to the authority of God?
但是你能不能够说我能够看见神的权柄呢？
I think everybody says amen.
那你说当然如此喽。
But God exercises his authority through his servants.
但是神来做工的时候， 是把权柄给了他所安排的仆人。
Oh, now Miriam and Aaron had a problem submitting to Moses, not the God, of course.
这两位神的仆人，不管米利安也好，亚伦也好，他们是侍奉神，可是现在神要求这两个人顺服这个弟弟，哎，这有难处。
See, this is so common in the house of God today.
这样的这一类型的问题存在在今天的教会，很普遍的。
Servants so full of themselves, they don't see the authority of God in their brother.
我们说我们都是神的仆人，但是他不能够真正看见神的权柄在哪里。
You know how the story goes.
你就知道这个段故事是什么。
The Lord was angry.
神很生气。
He said to Miriam, "Why would you do this?"
神就责备米利安，你为什么这样做？
This is my servant.
这是我的仆人。
And then it says that his presence rose up from the tent.
那么然后你就看神就升上去了。
And when his presence left, Miriam was leprous.
当神自己升上去的时候，米利安就一身的大麻风。
And then Aaron said, "Please, Moses, pray for our sister."
所以赶快这个哥哥就说，哎呀，摩西为我们祷告啊，这个让他能够被得医治。
But God said, "Send Miriam outside the camp for 7 days."
但是神的话语是不是马上的医治，是把他关在营外7天。
And while she was outside the camp, it says, the people could not move forward because of the discipline of Miriam.
因着这个七天的关在营外，整个的会众就不能动，就完全停在那里了。
Now do you understand Moses' heart when he sings the song of the servant of God?
那你看摩西的书的诗的时候，你能够看到他的心怀。
God has a work to do.
神有工作要做。
But most of his time he must spend dealing with his servant.
但是神在做工的时候，他要花好多的时间先对付他的仆人们。
Our rebellion.
因为这些仆人们充满了背叛。
Our disobedience.
我们对神不顺服，我们不听神的话。
Our leprosy.
那我们就有我们的大麻风。
And the people of God cannot move forward.
因着这个缘故，神的子民就没有办法向前走。
And it's we servants.
那造成问题的就是这些所谓的仆人们。
The Lord wants servants like unto Moses.
今天神要的仆人是像摩西这种仆人。
Now we want to see Moses.
我们来看摩西。
How does God raise up such a servant?
神怎么样兴起这样的仆人呢？
Now this is a strange and mysterious thing.
当然这是一个非常稀奇而且很带有神秘性的。
Now the work of God can only be done by God.
神的工作只有神可以做。
And yet he has decided to include men and women in his work.
但是即便如此，他却在他的工作里头有包含弟兄与姐妹。
Now this tells us 3 things immediately about the work of God.
所以在这样的一个现象里头，你看到有三个特色。
1, the motivation of the work of God is his love.
神的工作第一是他的动机出于爱。
2, central to the work of God is his beloved son.
而他的工作的核心是他的儿子。
And third, beyond all of the acts and miracles and works of God, God wants a people.
而在神所有工作，不管他的神迹也好，他的大能也好，他的工作跟他的子民有关系。
The work of God is full of love.
神的工作充满着他的爱。
And so God raises up servants.
因着这个缘故，他就会在他的百姓中拣选他的仆人们。
Now we notice in the first stage that God does something sovereign as he is raising up his servants.
他要兴起仆人的时候，他会做一些特别的事。
Now Moses' story is a miraculous story.
摩西的一生的故事是一个大的神迹。
You can see the hand of God upon him from birth.
从他的出生，神的手就很清楚。
It says in Hebrews, when he was born by faith, his parents could not kill him because he had countenance.
你在希伯来书可以看到， 那段记载讲到摩西，他出生的时候因为非常的俊美，他父母舍不得把他杀了。
What was it about this baby's face?
所以你就要猜这个婴孩脸上到底怎么个俊美法。
Now every mother loves a baby.
当然每一个妈妈都很喜欢她所生的孩子。
And you know, mommy loved Miriam's face and loved Aaron's face, but there was nothing like Moses' face.
这个妈妈当然爱她的大女儿米利安的脸，也喜欢她的哥哥这个亚伦的脸，但是到了摩西的脸她最喜欢。
He must have had a nice round Chinese face.
他可能有一个圆圆的中国脸。
Anyway, they decided to keep him.
他们决定要把他留下来。
And hide him.
把他藏起来。
But like every good boy, he started to cry and cry, and they couldn't hide him anymore.
但是摩西哭的声音特别大，所以没有办法把他藏起来。
So they made a little boat and they put him in the river.
所以他们就做了一个小盆子，把他放在这个草丛，把他放在这个河上面。
And God's hand scooped him out.
然后神的手就把他从水里面借着那个法老的女儿把救出来。
Pharaoh's daughter took him in.
法老女儿把他救起来。
And Miriam was watching.
但是这个姐姐在后面就看到。
It's all a miracle.
这全都是一个神迹一样的。
And Moses' mother became his nurse.
然后摩西的妈妈却成为他的奶妈。
From the time he was a little boy, he heard.About the children of Israel.
所以在这个婴孩成长的这个日子里头，他就听到许多关于以色列的事情。
We know he was raised up in Pharaoh's court.
所以我们就知道他是在法老的宫廷里面被带大的。
It says in Acts chapter 7, he was raised up in all of the wisdom of Egypt.
那从使徒行传第七章我们就知道摩西是学尽了在埃及学尽了一切的学问。
Now the Egyptians were especially good in mathematics and science.
在那个年代，我们知道世界上对数学与科学最先进的国家就是埃及。
So we know God wants to call many Chinese servants too.
所以因着这缘故，所以神当然很喜欢中国人，他们科学数学是不错的。
And he became mighty in words and in deeds.
七章也说到摩西是说话行事都有才能。
This was God's grooming hand upon this young man.
所以你可以看到在客观的环境上神就在准备这个人。
And so we find this is often the case.
然后
God's servants are raised up in some special providence.
所以你可以看到摩西的特殊的成长的经历后面就有神的手在那里安排。
So Isaiah was raised up in the royal court.
那你看到以赛亚这个人也是一样，他是在皇宫里面长大的。
Daniel was raised in Nebuchadnezzar's palace.
但以利也是被神放在尼布加尼撒勒这个王的王宫里面长大的。
David was raised under the stars, shepherding sheep.
但是你看大卫呢，却是在旷野牧羊这样长大的。
All of this background God uses.
不管是什么样的背景，总而言之，神要兴起一个人，总是有一些特殊的环境。
When you look down through church history, you see God's providential hand on his servant.
你看教会的历史，这些被神用的这些仆人，也都有一些比较稀奇的背景。
You know the famous Count Zinzendorf, who helped begin the Moravian Revival in Germany.
那西辛道夫这位被神所用的在德国他也是有一个不凡响的背景。
Now he was nobility.
因为他是贵族。
And everybody in Germany in those days were Lutheran.
在那些日子里头德国人基本上都是路德会的。
But the little boy Zinzendorf was raised by his grandma.
基道夫呢是他的祖母带大的。
Many times servants of God are raised by grandma.
很多神的仆人都是被祖母级的人物带大的。
And his grandma was a pietist. That means somebody who loves the Lord and knows the word of God, loves to pray, loves to sing.
这位姐妹就是这个祖母，她就不是路德会，她是属于敬虔会的。那么她对圣经 非常熟悉，对神非常敬畏，所以就在这样的一个背景里面来带大这个孙子。
And his grandma always had meetings in her house where some famous preachers came through, and Zinzendorf was raised in this way.
因着他是贵族的家庭，这个祖母呢就常常在他家里面举行聚会，请了许多有名的传道人来讲道。这个孩子就这样听道长大的。
Or we all know about John Wesley.
那你也知道卫斯理的故事。
And God's hand raised him as well.
神的手怎么样安排卫斯理怎么样长大
John was one of 19 children.
这个家庭有19个孩子。
His father was a preacher.
这个父亲呢是一个传道人。
But his mother was the hand of God.
但是这个母亲却是成为塑造这个孩子的那一只手。
He was the 15th child.
在19个孩子里面，他排行15。